Welcome everyone to On a Lighter Note, a short bite-sized spin-off of our podcast to answer the silly questions we might get during the day or night. In the coming few weeks, we will explore the duality of nature in things, in opinions, and the very structure of our existence. Hope you like it and do let us know your views. Also, do subscribe to our podcast. So this first week, we'll talk about the order in chaos. And this is On a Lighter Note. Let's start with what is philosophy of chaos and what chaos is actually perceived as. You know, a simple being, a simple man or a woman would just think that chaos is anything that is random, that, you know, just happens. There's no reason behind it. There's no schedule behind it. There's no time behind it. There is nothing behind it. There's nothing that you can attribute any logic or reasoning behind it. And that is what chaos is. Chaos is something that has always been in everyone's life. You know, in mythology, it's always depicted as the first thing that ever was in this universe. So, you know, looking at chaos is something that you cannot deny of its existence. Chaos is in every being of us. And on the other hand, when we come to the topic, which is the order in chaos, the order part of it, or the order itself, is something that also we have in our lives. Order is something that we see, you know, from the time that we have been born, from learning how to go to the washroom, to, you know, find a job, work in a job, or raise your kids, taking care of your bills, taxes, etc. All of these are just, you know, something that you can put under order. And the fight between both of these attributes of order and chaos is something that we see every day. You know, in a movie, a Hollywood movie, a hero is always depicted as the order. The police is always depicted as the order part of it, and the criminal or the villain of a superhero movie would be the chaos part of it. Something that comes to my mind is The Dark Knight, where Batman tries to be the order in Gotham, tries to maintain it also, whereas Joker is just rampant on his mission and being chaotic in all sense that is possible. And he actually didn't care about how things fared. He just wanted the randomness and the chaos to take it all up. And at the end, everything was chaos. Although, again, coming back to the movie, it's one of the best movies, masterpieces of our generation. And we'll talk about it in the coming podcast. But yeah. And on the second part of this, you know, of this thought that where order and chaos lies, what we can see is that order always tends to complement chaos, and this is well known in any way we can look at. Or you do anything that is chaotic. If you look at children who are a chaotic, you know, making noise and everything, either we do what we ask them to, you know, don't do that and be orderly, or what we do is we confine them to a room, and confining them to a room is just wrapping your chaos within the wrapping paper of order. And that is what, you know, even criminals have their crimes having more impact because they have put order behind it, or, you know, they are doing it in an orderly manner. Although, you know, however gruesome and dark that would be, that is the reality of things. You can look at it as how, you know, yin yang philosophy is of the Chinese culture, or the two fishes, which symbolize the two aspects of these duality, where order cannot be maintained without some chaos, and on the other hand, chaos cannot exist if there is no order within it. It's a very paradoxical thought if you look at it, that how can chaos with itself, you can, you know, something you can, you know, define chaos as is having no order needs order to survive. That's just something that is wonderful. And you know, as we have evolved as human beings, our notion of from chaos, how order is being maintained or what order is, the definition of itself has changed across the centuries, across generations. How, you know, physicists looked at subatomic particles and what their movement was, they said it was random. Then it was vibrations, random vibrations. And later on, you know, now it has been come to a point where we look at it that it's pretty orderly, and it's under some order that these subatomic particles maintain their displacement. Also looking at how time fares in this perspective is that, looking at the pandemic, initially nobody knew how this virus would act, what this virus did to our body, and on a microbiological level, what this virus did on the immunity system of the of our body. And with time, obviously, this chaos that we looked at, how this virus would act, was diminished as we created vaccines, and now even new variants with chaos comes in. We look at the order that we have already maintained and try to replicate it as many times as we can. You know, and this also popularizes the theory of chaos, the chaos theory, which is something that, you know, everybody should have a look at, where people talk about that chaos is something that can be maintained in an orderly fashion. Looking at it, you know, on a daily basis, we look at chaos as something that we tend to fight from. And since the moment that we are born, we are told that to be in an orderly manner, to be disciplined, to have timetables, to understand the meaning of time. So my notion is that anything that is chaos can be come, you know, can become order, or can at least be complemented with order at a very simple way, is to attribute it with time. And on that spectrum of chaos, which is aligned towards time, would make it much more orderly. And you know, looking at all these perspectives that we have been looked at today, chaos is something that feels to be uncontrollable, something that can be anything random, which people, you know, live like that as well, that anything is random. Any, you know, we all have free will, and everything that we do is happening on a random basis. Whereas on a deterministic point of view of this philosophy, where there are people who live and think that everything that happens is for a reason, what decisions they are making is for a reason, and whatever may be the circumstance that they have been asked to put this decision in, it was always determined from the start. So these duality of thought also we have discussed in the third episode of our podcast. You are, you know, welcome to look at it whenever you're free. But this is something that, you know, intrigues me, that even in a very small topic of how you perceive life as, order and chaos is always fighting to get that control, to get that understanding, or, you know, perspective of how you look at things. From economics to physics to maths, everything can be termed as sciences or as subjects, because they have put in an orderly manner. But whereas initially they weren't like that, they were just random things in our environment, in the nature, and nobody knew about it. So looking at how, you know, a seed gets all the right amount of water, sunlight, the soil, maybe it could be random, because the first plant that maybe was on this earth was random enough to get all these three things, and, you know, was born into a blade of grass or a rose or a flower or a sugar cane or whatever. And so from that chaos ended into order. So at the end, will we say that everything that starts with chaos ends in order, or chaos or order predominate each other, or are paradoxical to even think about? Are they complementary? Are they analogous? Do they supplement each other? How does this work? We'll talk about this and much more in the next episode of On a Lighter Note. Till then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Mayank. We'll catch you all in the next one. Goodbye.